Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is him, Chelsea Malone.
All right. Okay, I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I received a letter from my old job, basically.
Okay.
Basically telling me I was able to file unemployment because what had happened is, I don't know what would you call it, like if you was working a job and you weren't getting your breaks. So I basically quit the job. So I guess they sent out a letter to me to let me know that I was still able to file unemployment for, I guess it's negligence as far as within the workplace or something like that. I don't know like the actual term for that because they didn't, you know, like I say, working and was working whole 8-hour shifts and wasn't getting a break.
Okay. So you were calling to just file unemployment?
Yes.
Okay. I can definitely help you with that. If you could provide your social security number for me, please, to get started.
It'd be 417-37-3292.
Okay. Okay, and could you verify your name for me?
Chelsea Malone.
All right, and your date of birth for me, please?
1/26/1985.
All right. What would be your mother's maiden name?
Malone.
Okay, and could you verify your driver's license number for me, please?
741-2753.
Okay. Since the last time you filed for unemployment, have you changed your name?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments via direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. I can set that up for you today if you could provide a routing number and bank account number for a traditional bank.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, the routing number is 322-079719.
Okay.
And my bank account number is 357-9164.
All right. So for the routing number, I have 322-079719.
Correct.
And for the bank account number, I have 357-9164.
Correct.
All right. Is this for a checking or a savings?
It's checking.
Okay. What would be a good mailing address for you?
1236 Willowbrook Drive, apartment 4. Huntsville, Alabama, 35802.
Okay. Is your residence address different than your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay. And what would be a good telephone number to reach you at?
It'd be 901 area code, 907-5515.
Okay. All right, so it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 122 Baltimore Drive Northeast, 181 Bluewater Drive, 2222 County Road 545, 835 Kensington Manor Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I have never been associated with none of those addresses.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Madison, Bessemer, Hoover, Albertville, or none of the above?
Madison.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 104 Shane Lane, 1324 Middle Ring Road, 3405 Leroy Drive Northwest, 7522 Coaliga Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
3405 Leroy Drive.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Was the work that you performed with the same employer that you reported on your last claim?
No.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And what was the last day that you worked?
Go to my calendar. On the 18th of November.
Of this year?
Yes, of 2022.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. All right. And what would be a good job description for you for your most recent job?
It was a grocery.
You were a grocer?
No, a grocery. It was worked at Publix.
Okay. Did you bag groceries? Were you a cashier? Were you in stock?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in the deli department.
Okay. Okay, so you would do food prep and then serve and just normal food
prep,
service?
Correct.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Not in it anymore.
Okay. What would be a good job description for a job that reflects the occupation you are trying to gain employment in?
I would say automotive, probably back to going to automotive, as far as maybe detailing or so it'd be manufacturing.
Automotive detail and manufacturing?
Correct.
Okay. Which would you prefer? Because they're listed separately. Car details, or cleaners of vehicles and equipment to wash or clean, or manufacturing?
Manufacturing.
Okay, so that would be kind of like an industrial production, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And do you have experience in this type of work?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What was the name of your most recent employer?
Publix.
Okay. Do you know how they would show up on your paycheck?
Well, it would just say, I can look at my bank statement. I don't want to tell you nothing wrong. Yeah, it was just a Publix paycheck.
Okay, would it be, is it Publix Supermarkets, Inc., or is it Publix Alabama, LLC?
It was a direct deposit. It says ACH Publix, Alabama.
Okay. Okay, and what would be a good telephone number to reach the facility that you worked at?
Be 256 area code 650-6086.
Okay. And what was your employment start date within?
I wasn't there long. I thought it was there only a month. I'll probably say October the 5th or 6th, somewhere around in there.
Okay. October 6th, that's what you're thinking?
It's 5th or 6th. I would just say you can put the 6.
Okay. What city and state is your work performed in?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay. All right, now have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following for any time after your last day of work, like vacation pay?
No.
What about sick pay?
No.
Any holiday pay?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer that does not include severance or Social Security?
No.
Okay. And you said that you quit?
Yes. Due to failure to, you know, to give breaks. Like it happened 3 different times and basically worked the whole 8-hour shift and didn't get a break.
Okay. So that happened like 3 or 4 times?
3 times.
Okay. You wouldn't even get lunches?
No, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't getting lunches. Like it was not all the time, but I mean every day you work you get a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was days that I would go in and I was not getting a lunch. I would work a whole 8-hour shift with no lunch.
Okay. What was the name and the title of the person that you advised you were quitting?
Geneva. She's the store manager.
Janita or Geneva?
Geneva. Geneva.
Okay. What was the date that you gave notice to quitting?
It was on the 20th.
November 20th?
Correct.
Okay. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to quitting?
I brought it up once before, and the issue just kept occurring.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. I have reset a temporary PIN code for you. This will be the PIN code that you use when you do your weekly certifications.
Okay.
It is temporary, though, so you will have to change it to something that you remember once you log in. Do you
okay.
have something to write it down with?
I'm getting something right now. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. It is 9285.
Okay.
Okay. And I do have a couple of closing statements for you.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your
okay.
Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim.
Okay.
In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
That was Alabama Work?
Yes, with an S at the end. Alabama Works.
Okay.
Dot Alabama.
Okay.
Dot gov.
Okay.
There you'll update your online resume. A failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
Okay. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. A failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number that you would call each week is 800-752-7389.
Sorry.
And your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Fridays and not on Saturdays.
Okay. Do I need to call this week or wait till next Sunday?
Next Sunday. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. And
okay.
Next Sunday would be December the 18th.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read that information carefully. A failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, you'll call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
But that completes your unemployment claim process. Do you have any questions, or would you like me to repeat any information for you?
No, not at all. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope that you enjoy your day today.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.